Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. We'd first like to begin by paying our tributes to eminent jurist Fali Nariman and the OG voice of radio, Amin Sayani, who passed away earlier yesterday. We can only imagine or attempt to reach the kind of stature they achieved in their long and distinguished careers. May they attain peace. And as all good things end, so did this recent market rally. I can't really say end, but it paused for sure, at least for a day. Now, HDFC Bank had emerged as the Nifty's knight in shining armor on Tuesday, but that was not to be yesterday, as the private lender was back to being the top contributor to the index downside. Now, the only good bit of yesterday, though, is that the Nifty held on to the 22,000 mark, as it has managed to do so over the last four trading sessions. Now, today is also the weekly options expiry of the Nifty contracts, so there may be some more volatility due to this. Now, it is only fair to say that the kind of rally the broader markets have seen, greater pain was felt there as both the mid-cap and the small-cap indices fell over 1% each on Wednesday. Now, IT has been a major pain point as we've been highlighting, and that continued yesterday as well. The IT index now fell to the lowest level in 3 weeks, with Infosys, TCS, HCL Tech, all of them dragging that index lower. A sector that has been bucking the trend though is real estate, and it's been doing well for the last week or so now. We'll keep an eye out on that one as well. When it comes to global cues, all eyes were on two very important events last night. One of them was the FOMC minutes. And the Fed officials said that while rate hikes are mostly over, they may not want to rush into easing policy too quickly. The FOMC members want to see, quote unquote, greater confidence that inflation is receding. And until that happens, there will be no rate cuts. Now, in response, all US benchmark indices, the Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, all of them recovered from the day's low. And if you look at all of their intraday charts, you would see a sharp spike in all three of them towards the close of regular trade. But hang on, that may also be in anticipation that Nvidia, the second major event of the day, will deliver another strong quarterly performance. And so it did. The world's most valuable semiconductor company reported a 265%, you heard that right, 265% revenue growth year on year as the demand for AI-related offerings continues to soar. Amazon, Meta, Google, Microsoft are all now Nvidia's largest clients, and all four of them combined to form almost 40% of Nvidia's revenue. The stock surged nearly 11% in extended trading as numbers came after market hours. Now, for all those who are wondering whether these gravity-defying numbers will sustain, CEO Jensen Huang said that fundamentally, conditions are, and I quote, excellent for growth in 2025 and beyond, end of quote. Now, back home, some stocks that you need to keep an eye out for include Grasim, which is set to officially launch its paints business today. Now, keep an eye out on other paint stocks as well, particularly the market leader Asian Paints in response to this event. Now, South Indian Bank has approved the terms of its rights issue. It had approved the rights issue earlier, so now it has approved the terms of it. It plans to raise around 1100 crore rupees through this rights issue. It will open on the 6th of March and close on the 20th of March. Now, the bank has fixed 27th February as the record date for this rights issue, and eligible shareholders will be entitled for one right share for every four regular shares that they own. A block deal that is likely to take place today is in Eureka Forbes, where the promoter Lunolux is likely to sell up to 12% stake via these block deals. Now, this information was conveyed by sources to CNBC Awaaz. The deal size is likely to be worth around 1150 crore rupees. And based on the December shareholding pattern, Lunolux, the promoter of Eureka Forbes, currently has a 72.5% stake in the company. Keep an eye out for NBCC as well, as it has received approval from the Noida authority to develop 5 Amrapali projects worth 10,000 crore rupees. The stocks continue to enter the F&O ban even as we are coming towards the end of the February series. Today we have Ashok Leyland, Piramal Enterprises and PVR Inox that have entered the ban, while SAIL, the Steel Authority of India, is out of the ban. Now that's all for today. We wish you a wonderful day of trade. For more on the markets and the stocks to watch, tune in to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.